Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Well, let me turn to my guest who is here with us this morning. Looking forward to speaking with him, the new superintendent for the Central Consolidated School District. Joining us from the district offices, Daniel Benavides is here. Superintendent Benavides, it's nice to see you and talk with you. Good morning.
Good morning. I had to unmute myself. That's one thing I can't get used to in the Zoom is that you always have to unmute yourself.
I understand. It is a common problem these days, but it's great to connect with you, even virtually, to welcome you to KSJE and congratulate you on becoming superintendent of the Central School District. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Of course, it's a crazy year for you and everyone in public education and in a lot of other areas as well, but I wanted to have you on the program to talk about some of the things that you are bringing to the Central Consolidated School District. There was just, of course, an announcement about the school board adopting kind of the hybrid learning plan for your schools. And so maybe we can start there and talk a little bit about what that means for families and students at Central Schools.
Sure. A couple of weeks ago, the last regular board meeting, the board decided, which I totally agree with, we had a 5-0 vote. They wanted to bring back the kids based on NMPD's guidelines. And so that's what we're working on right now. We're shooting for October 19th to bring back those kids in the 50% class roster model. But we still have some work to do. That's our goal, the 19th. But we'll see how everything rolls out, especially now with new data coming out. Just trying to take it day by day.
Understood. And this would affect then students, what, grades K through 6?
Grades K through 5. The governor has not announced grades 6 through 12 yet.
Got it. And would this affect all of your schools? I know there are, of course, some of your schools are on the Navajo Nation, and so is that a different negotiating process with the tribal entities?
So that's a very good question. We're trying to, because we are a state school, we're state funded, and we fall under the NMPD and the state governor. We will be opening up all our elementary schools, but we are still working government to government. We're trying to bridge that gap with Navajo Nation because they do have some concerns. We're just trying to make sure that we make sure we meet everybody's expectations and make sure we bring kids back to school safely and effectively.
Certainly, that could certainly understand that. And so in the meantime then, your classes have started in a virtual way then? Kids are still expected to be at school even in a virtual way?
Yeah, it's very difficult because online we still have kids that we're trying to register. We have still kids that don't have computers. So it's we've been at it for a month now and actually a little bit over 3 weeks. And it's just very hard to be online all the time. And a lot of our kids don't have electricity, they don't have internet. So we're just trying to bridge that with packets and stuff like that. So it's a very hard time during this pandemic.
Understood. And some unique challenges for Central Schools compared to maybe some other districts in the state for sure. You mentioned packets, and I think we've heard from the superintendent in Bloomfield about their work with packets. I assume it's kind of the same thing, right? Just it's really old-fashioned paper packets that families can pick up and take home, and their kids can work on those and hand them back in. Isn't that what we're talking about?
Yeah, that's correct, Scott. That's one of the things that we look at is those kids don't have electricity to come in, get a packet. We just need to make sure that we have instructions on there. If they're not seeing their teacher, we've got to give really good instruction to allow them to take those packets home and do them. It's just hard because we still, again, I think every district in the state of New Mexico is having to face some kind of capacity issues with internet and just computers and just trying to get their kids some really quality instruction. And so it's just hard. A colleague of mine told me, new superintendent, COVID, are you crazy or what?
Right.
But you got to take it light. You got to look at everything's half full. And I look at the one, if there is a positive about COVID, I think it's the fact that we can try to close this digital divide that's been here for quite a while. make sure kids get that 21st century and beyond type of education. And that's how we're looking at. We're trying to turn those challenges into opportunities. So that's all we're trying to do.
Well, and it's an important lesson maybe in perseverance and stick with itness and all the other things. But I know, too, in the Central School District, you have been kind of upping your Wi-Fi availability at some of your public buildings for students and families to be able to have at least access near a school. Is that kind of the idea?
Yeah, the school district did a really good job of starting to work on those things prior to my arrival. And then we've just increased that that capacity to each of the sites to make sure that if parents are driving their kids to school to get that internet, they don't have to get down. They can just go around the school and get that Wi-Fi. Recently, we purchased more bandwidth for each of the sites, something that will kind of blow your mind. Maybe it will, maybe it won't, but the district all the way from Newcomb and south of Newcomb all the way to Kirtland Central and here in Shiprock, the district was sharing 1.9 gigabits of bandwidth. And so what we decided to do is spend some money, even though it's out of our E-rate funding, we'll have to pay for it out of our district coffers, is to increase the bandwidth at each site. That way we can increase the Wi-Fi capability at each of those sites so we can get more people on there. And so that should be coming in about a month.
Okay. Well, and you said it might surprise me, Mr. Benavides, but really in 2020, nothing surprises me anymore.
That's
so
true.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I mean, I never thought that I'd be dealing with electricity and water issues in 2020. So you're absolutely right. You know, we have kids that don't have electricity and water, and this is 2020. It's just, it shouldn't be happening in the United States. That's all I say, so.
I hear you, and I think you're absolutely right, because it does impact a kid's and a family's education, as we can see during this time. And so let me ask you about stuff like that, Mr. Benavides, in that you've got to be concerned about some of your students, that maybe they're not getting the very best educational experience, no fault of anyone's, but just because of the current situation. Does that concern you as superintendent?
It does. I know that since we started a little bit later than other districts, you're talking about we still haven't had face-to-face instruction in 6 months. 6 months is a huge gap. That's a half a year, you know, and if you have kids that were already hurting from that lack of proper education, it concerns me every day, quite frankly. I'm not sure how we're going to approach this moving into the winter. It's just tough. Nobody's faced these type of situations before, and I hope our parents are patient. I'm hoping that parents do have a better appreciation for the teaching profession, because it's hard to teach kids at home. And we just encourage parents to sign up their kids so we can get them that internet. Our computers are starting to come in now that we've ordered, and we want to get those computers out there so we can even download. But it's still, going back to your original comment, it still worries me that we're not getting high quality education to our students.
And as I mentioned, no fault of anyone's really. I know, I imagine your teachers are doing a great job with the resources that they have. But again, it is the world that we live in these days. It's not a perfect situation, I don't think, for anyone.
No, and you bring up a really good point. Teachers are right now, they are stressed because they want to be with their kids. Anybody that's been in the classroom knows that they want to be with their kids. They just want to give them that type of face-to-face instruction. And so we have a lot of teachers that are just, they're worried about their health, they're worried about kids' health, they're worried about education. So these are stressors that they've never had to deal with. And so I just want to thank all our educational staff, our instructional staff. They're doing a fabulous job with what they have, and we're trying to get them all the tools that we can possibly give to them all at once. And even that's overwhelming to them, is to get new technology and be faced with that. And on top of that, they have this new superintendent that has all these expectations. So they're doing a fabulous job, and I want to thank not only our instructional staff, but everybody in the district and everybody out in the state. I mean, I know Farmington, Astec, Bloomfield, Gallup, there's a lot of people around the state are just trying their best to get their kids a quality education.
Understood. And Mr. Benavides, maybe you can talk a little bit about your background in public education. I know you're no stranger to public education in New Mexico, but maybe talk a bit about where you were and what you were doing and accomplishing before coming to Central Schools.
Sure. It's kind of in the blood. Both my parents retired from education. My mom was a home economics teacher for over 25 years. My father was a middle school social studies and English teacher for over 30 years. So it's kind of in the blood. I didn't want to go into education, but it kind of drew me. Then I met my wife, who was in education. Her parents are in education. But just to give you a quick background, I was a middle school social studies teacher at Pecos. That's where I'm originally from. Proud Panther. Yay, go Panthers. After I graduated high school, I joined the service. I was in combat and Desert Storm. I was in the Army. And then I met my wife at college, and I've been in education since. I was in middle school, top middle school for just under 6 years. Then I decided to get my admin license, and I got a job right away at the public education department. I was there for almost 7 years. And then I had an opportunity to take over a charter school in Santa Fe, a dual language expeditionary learning school there. Was there for almost 6 years, and then thought I needed a bigger district or a better challenge. So I applied for the Zuni superintendent and was there for 4 years. And then this district got on my radar, and I thought, wow, this would be really cool to be up in the Four Corners area. And one thing that's nice about the Central Consolidated, it mirrors the state of New Mexico. It has a lot of culture, a lot of traditions here, and just really glad to be here, really excited to be here.
Well, I know the district is happy to have you in that spot as well, but certainly compared to Zuni, a much larger district, oh, yeah. Right? More buildings, more students, more staff, more everything, it seems.
Oh, yeah. it's fun because we have 16 to 17 different sites, and I haven't visited all of them. I've visited all of them, but I haven't met with all the staff members and teachers. Thursday was my 90th day in the district. So, it's just been going pretty quick and just love the challenge. And, I meet people's expectations here.
Very good. Well, I imagine folks won't be shy if you do or if you don't. Either way.
Well, yeah, they'll let me know either way. And it's kind of why I'm personally not on social media myself. We have the district social media, but for my sake and for my sanity, I just stay away from that just because I have enough to do out there. And then, just try to take care of myself and my family. And that's how I stay stable. So.
There you go. Well, you're a very smart man, obviously. So perfect. Well, let's talk a bit again about getting back into maybe face-to-face learning. I know that is kind of the goal, if right. It can be done safely for all your students and your teachers. You're getting direction from the state. We've seen some school districts in the area already doing that. Aztec, I believe, has started. Bloomfield has started. I believe Farmington's about to start or has started already. So is that's the model that then Central would follow? What is what the PED, the Public Education Department, is proposing, right, and approving?
Right. They have a standard protocol that they're allowing K through 5, 50% of the rosters, of their class rosters, to come in. I know that there's other school districts that are looking at a lottery-based system that will allow for kids in need to come back. It's just we have certain guidelines that we have to make sure we follow. But I'm curious why PED hasn't allowed us or hasn't given us any guidance for the 6 through 12, because, quite frankly, I'm worried about the seniors as well, their credits. There's just a lot of things. I'm worried about our athletes that are trying to get back on the running cross country or playing volleyball, and then worry about grades. It's just so much to worry about. But that's the model that we have to follow, is what PD says. There's a little bit of give and take in there. I think that the school board has done a good job of trying to make sure that they have some local control, which I'm very excited about. But it's just trying to coordinate with a bunch of different entities and the different talking to different folks and superintendents that have already started that and seeing where their pitfalls and some of the things that they've done or made mistakes. We're just trying to learn from them to make sure that we're healthy and we're safe.
Sure.
For our students.
Right. Understood. And so I guess then the format would be maybe 2 days on and then 3 days off for your
yeah.
students.
It's we're still working on that part. We've
okay.
talked about 2 days on with 2 days off. We've talked about bringing in, like I said, 50% of the class model in the morning, and then maybe in the afternoon the other half. That way we cover the whole class itself. But we have to look at transportation. We have to look at how many bus drivers, because our bus drivers are part-time, some of them, and we have to make sure that we can transport them to school. It's just a lot of logistical things. It was one of the things that doesn't surprise me. It reminds me of the way the Army has to think about things logistically. So that background helps me out a lot.
I bet it does. And you can be sure there's a lot of moving parts when you're talking about, and it escapes me how many students the Central District has, but you have a lot.
Yeah, we have plus or minus 5,400 students. You know, that's the last count that we had for what we reported to PED. We haven't done our 40th day count. That's coming up in a couple of weeks, so we'll get a better idea. But I will say that I hope parents are listening to this because there's some misunderstanding. I think I've heard other districts talk about it as well. They think that they don't need to re-register or register for this year. So I encourage parents to come out and register the kids for the new year. That way we can get them all the services and make sure that they get everything they need.
That's important, and I appreciate you saying that, too, because I know a lot of folks maybe are wondering about that. And that leads me to another line of questioning about maybe services that the district can provide. I mean, if students are having a hard time with this online learning, because I think some kids pick it up quickly and are great at it. Other kids and families just don't like it and would much prefer face-to-face. If folks are struggling, are there some maybe counselors or some other services that the district can provide to those families if they reach out to you?
Absolutely. If they contact their teachers, that's the first line. Their teachers can get a hold of their counselors at the school site and principals. We have our counselors ready to help them out as much as they can. Following all the safety protocols, I think that's a really good resource for them to go to. I don't think that parents take advantage of that enough. I think they think that the counselors are busy, and they are, but the counselor's first job is to make sure that those students' well-being is taking place along with the teachers. So, yeah, I encourage all parents that have any of those type of needs, and if they're not getting their needs, send me an email, and we'll get that taken care of.
Very good. Very good. Let's talk a little about money, if you don't mind, Mr. Benavidez, about budgets. I know a lot of school districts are wondering how the state is going to fund them because of this strange year that we have based on, you know, a lot of funding formulas are based on enrollments, and enrollments are, as you mentioned, some people may not have thought to re-enroll their students. So numbers are all over the place in some cases. Do you have any thoughts on funding for central schools, how that's looking, how it's going to look? What do you think?
Well, I'm cautiously optimistic. That's not to say that I'm not worried about it. I saw an article last week. I listened a little bit to the LFC last week, and the revenues for the state are higher than they had first predicted back in March, which is a good thing.
Right. LFC, just for our audience, is the Legislative Finance Committee.
Right. Thank you for that, Scott. And so we look at that. I am worried that numbers are going to be down. I just encourage all legislators, left or right, doesn't really matter, that they come to some kind of bipartisan type of agreement, that they hold districts, hold them harmless for this upcoming year, because all the numbers in the state are going to be off, and if they can manage to hold us harmless,
right.
It's hard to say, it's a tongue twister, but if they can hold us harmless for this year, I think that'll be a big benefit to all districts, not only Central, but we're just being real tight with our budget. We're not trying to some of those positions for FTEs that we would normally try to fill. We're holding back on them just to make sure that we have a black budget.
Understood. But certainly you're going to have some expenses. You've already mentioned some of the Wi-Fi bandwidth expenses that the district has had to incur because of how things are changing. As I imagine, if you bring kids and teachers back into schools, you're going to have PPE and other things and cleaning expenses that you maybe weren't prepared for in a normal school year, whatever that means this year.
Right. And then we have, those get offset by some of the things that we don't do, like travel.
Got it.
Or spend on gas. I mean, it's just kind of a give or take. We have our allocation from the state SEG, and we just try to work with that. But there's some offset, again, gas, transportation, little things like that that'll help us out with the PPE. I know PPE's costing a lot of money. A lot of people are trying to get their systems retrofitted, which is going to be extremely hard. And there's some mandates from PED that one could argue that they're a little difficult to follow, but we'll just try our best to make sure our kids are safe.
Right. Understood. Well, and I know districts got a little bit of CARES Act money too, didn't they, from the state? So that should help for some things, I think, right?
Yeah, it'll help. But if you're not aware, the audience isn't aware, the state took credit for 40% of our, so if we get $100, they took credit for us so they could balance their budget. So we only got to keep $60 of that $100. That's just an example of what that credit means. And that's kind of similar to what one of the fights that we're fighting for, Impact Aid. We'd like to get our Impact Aid money fully. That way we could get some of those needs for our students that haven't been here. Facilities, other computers, internet, those type of things. But yeah, the CARES Act would be more helpful if we got 100% of that. So,
understood. Well, there you go. And in our final minutes together this morning, Mr. Benavidez, long-term financing, I know folks are concerned about, of course, the Central Consolidated School District with the changes maybe coming to the San Juan Generating Station out there and some other maybe economic impacts. Is that something that that you're watching as well? Is that something the school board, obviously, I think is concerned about too, right, is long-term funding for the district?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, that's one of the attractions to this job, even though it could be seen as a half empty. I look at it half full. One of the attractions to this job is the fact that the school board is very aggressively working with entities around the San Juan Generating Station and some other things that, for economic development to make sure that our kids stay here. We tie in our curriculum to those jobs and prepare them for college and for other things. It's a big priority for the school board to make sure that we develop this area for our kids and for our community.
Very good. And so some of the plans that are being talked about, is that's something that the district
yes.
obviously is following, the Enchant Energy proposal, I guess, to keep the plant open and the mine open. That certainly would be a big game changer for Central Schools.
Yeah, there's still going to be a little bit of what they've told me. There's still going to be there won't be as many jobs as there was before. But the whole idea is to keep as many jobs as we can. And yeah, Enchant Energy, Westmoreland, all those entities trying to work together, Navajo Nation, those are all considerations for the board. And the board is very aggressive in making sure that we keep as many of those economic opportunities for our community here. And for me, it's exciting because that's something that I've never done before. So really looking forward to those collaborations.
Very good. And the tax base, too, would be something for Central Schools to be watching as well, right? Because that is what brings a lot of money into your budget.
Yeah, if the San Juan Generating Station were to shut down, our tax base would be very close to what it was in Zuni, which would be zero. And so we can't let that happen. We've got to make sure that we get that tax base. There's a lot of things, a lot of our money is tied into what property we can tax. Those go into buildings, or into facilities for students and all those things. So that's really important for this area.
Very good. Well, Daniel Benavidez, I appreciate you spending some time with me this morning. It's great talking with you. Great to meet you virtually. I look forward to doing it in person one of these days. But we certainly appreciate your willingness to talk this morning. Thank you.
Thank you for having me, and good luck, and be safe. And anytime you want to talk, just talk. Get Roberto, and we'll figure out something.
He knows I will, and I will do that. So thank you very much.
Alrighty. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you. That is Daniel Benavidez. He is the new superintendent of the Central Consolidated School District, speaking with me here on KSJE. Back with more in just a moment, everyone. The time right now is 8:36. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.